It's sad that he has more Facebook friends than Mark Zuckerberg, has played with more wild animals than Tarzan. He's also the chairman of the South African Jewish Report. But here we call him Howie. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Howard Saxteen.
Woohoo! Good morning, Howard Saxteen. How are you?
I'm good, Kathy Kayla. Good to be back in studio.
It's always lovely to have you. How's the week been?
The week's been busy, as always. Lots of things happening.
Hey?
It has flown, and so many interesting things happened this week.
Yes.
We have Black First, Nazi First leaders. That's one of our new inventions in the week.
Yes.
I tell you, it's so difficult to go do all your Heil Hitler salutes while you're trying to reclaim land for people.
So here's the thing. You know, sometimes we just don't connect the dots. And maybe it's my inner conspiracy theorist. But yesterday came the ruling of Bell Pottinger. They were found guilty. And by the Public Relations Board or whatever it is. You know, and I don't believe in coincidence. I mean, the fact that he tweeted that and still defended it is telling me that there's more to it. I mean, who knows? Maybe that tweet was even, constructed by Bell Pottinger.
Well,
as part of their rollout.
Bell Pottinger couldn't be that stupid, surely. The man clearly is mentally deranged.
But look what Bell Pottinger has done in South Africa.
But that was cleverly thought out and manipulative.
Oh, yeah.
This has just destroyed the man's credibility. Not that he had much credibility to start off with.
I don't know.
But here you have a black Nazi.
Possibly. I actually came across...
Possibly! There's no question there, Kat.
Okay, so, isn't that so ironic? Because Hitler hated blacks as much as he hated Jews.
Yeah,
that's ironic.
Of course, but what a disgraceful human being.
Did you see that on the 8th of August, Andile, how do I say it?
Ngritama
BLF was found guilty of contempt. He was given an indefinite suspended sentence. Who was the judge, do you think?
I have absolutely no idea.
Try Charisse Wainer.
Aha. Great judge.
She certainly is. And she's actually one of the recipients of last year's Women in Leadership Awards at the Jewish Achievers.
That's correct.
Very well deserved.
Very well deserved. Not just for that judgment, but for many, many others.
Yeah, this judgment kind of came after.
But
you
know,
just shows you.
The sad thing is, what do we do with this mentally deranged, imbecile Nazi?
We pray.
Well, no.
Do you know what, though? Also, we mustn't call him mentally deranged, because I think a lot of the time when people do bad things, we call them monsters. But we need to understand that these are sane human beings, and we actually need to understand that some human beings can be absolutely despicable and hateful.
But you can't.
You see.
You're giving them an excuse by calling them monsters or by calling them something. You're giving them an excuse. You're saying it's fine. They didn't know any better. Or it's fine. That's just in their nature. No, they are sane human beings and they made a choice to do something.
And he
you cannot
about
give
it.
Them that excuse.
Imagine.
It's a thought through process. So there's no excuse. It's not a, shame or.
It's so disgusting, honestly.
Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about the leader of Black Land First, BLF, who yesterday morning at 5:20, tweeted a truly despicable tweet. I mean, there's no other word to describe it, Howard.
Well, the man is a Nazi. So the interesting thing would be...
Can I just read the tweet?
Yeah, but while you look up the actual tweet, I would wonder, in Charlottesville in America, on which side do you think he would be? He would be with the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis on the one side, probably riding over black protesters. That's the sort of human being that this disgraceful Nazi is.
Yeah, possible.
Interesting point.
Isn't interesting. All right, so his tweet was, exactly what he tweeted, "For those claiming the legacy of the Holocaust is only negative, think about the lampshades and Jewish soap." That's what he tweeted. So, let's see. Jewish Board of Deputies coming out, and they said that they're going to take it up.
Yeah, but, What has our history shown us? It takes us 9 years to get someone into court. A court tells them to apologize.
And if they don't want to apologize, they don't have to apologize.
And then they appeal. And then it takes us another few years.
Yeah.
You know, and And ultimately, we have to just acknowledge that living in a democracy with freedom of speech allows Nazis and disgraceful human beings like this to actually express their views. And we have to put them in context. And you know something, the court process and the legal process will take its time. But there is nothing like isolating and calling out these Nazis wherever he actually goes. He has brought shame to South Africans and the bunch of mercenaries, the Bell Pottinger Gupta mercenaries that he actually leads, who are stealing from the people of this country and taking their pensions away and taking away their homes and making sure that their kids don't get education. This is the person who represents all of that. And not only that, he is a Nazi.
Isn't it sad as well, because he represents BLF and it has such potential and there is such good work that they could be doing, you know, and there are so many people who maybe need, you know, there is transformation that's required, and then you've got this man who's leading it in that direction and not in the direction
where
it could be.
I think the transformation is going to come from mainstream parties, not from fringe extremists.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He could be leading it into that, and he's not.
Listen, we need to wrap up the riddle. Kids are going to get out of the car. But can I please ask you to just hold that thought?
Of course.
Please,
of course.
Please, because kids are going to get out of the car. All right.
No, don't go to school today. Stay in the vehicle.
No.
You have an excuse. You can't go to school until we've solved this riddle.
All right, here's the riddle. All right, 7:42, we've got traffic coming up. What did you want to say, Howard 16?
It was completely irrelevant.
No, it wasn't. We were about...
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I just can't believe that you're forcing people to get out of their car and go to school on a cold, chilly Friday morning.
It's not as bad as it was on Monday.
I know. Monday was hell.
Crazy. And Tuesday.
But you know something?
Mm?
Every morning, this hour, when you have to get out of the car and go to school, hell.
You know what makes up for it? When I drive in the mornings, the sun is coming up on the eastern horizon, and it actually looks like the whole horizon is aflame. It is just beautiful. It is a fresh time of the day. It's quiet. It's before things get frenetic and crazy. There's not a lot of traffic, and it's just beautiful and peaceful, and the birds are singing, and it's just gorgeous.
And there's signs that say, Kathy, please stop setting fire to the horizon.
It's not my job. Apparently other people are doing it. Right. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. All right. I wish you'd sign your names. Yeah, he's not a human being. He's a waste of human flesh. By attacking them for stealing, you lend them credibility. Who's the them? Good morning. We leave them alone. Who's the them? We leave them alone and not give them airtime. They are ignorant people who don't deserve the attention that they crave. Who's the them? Is it BLF?
I think Candile.
Black Land First. But it's not a them, it's a him, right?
Or just Nazis in general.
Nazis in general, yeah. So it's always a question. I mean, should we or shouldn't we talk about it?
I was going to ask, you know, where's Eugene Terreblanche when you need him? You know, because here is someone, we found him a friend. And you know, we should try having... Is Eugene Terreblanche still alive? No.
No.
Well, maybe Andile should actually go to meet him.
What was that other guy's name who was also the Nazi? He was one of the student leaders at WITS.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Sebo Dlamini.
Sebo Dlamini, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it could actually form a whole party.
We could have a convention of now...
We call it Black Land First.
The two black Nazis.
It's so interesting how Black Land First bring in the Holocaust into so much. One of our presenters actually interviewed... this 2RC, some woman, I can't remember her name, and she was saying how townships are like concentration camps, which tells me that she knows nothing about concentration camps. But it's interesting because most people won't question that.
My cry is, I don't know why you're bringing
the Holocaust.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Shock.
Okay, you heard it here first. It's a matter of time before somebody claims that apartheid was a Holocaust.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. All right, Howard 16, can we please take some traffic? And then we have to speak to Rolene Marks.
Will not that we have to, we want to.
Well, we want to, I know, but I'm just thinking like in terms of time and, you know, all of that. We do want to speak to Rolene Marks because she's talking about Gal Gadot.
Ooh. I feel
Are
like
you're a fan.
I am a fan.
Very nice.
She's one of
I'm
my
also
favorite.
A fan.
One of my favorite superwoman.
Yeah, I've actually got a woman crush on her.
All right, here we go.
Oh, don't tell Mussy.